Gaddis, Chapter 3, Section 6, page 73. But by January 22nd of 1950, Stalin's position had shifted radically. There would be a new Sino-Soviet treaty. The old arrangements were not equitable. Would it not go against the decisions of the Yalta Conference? Mao asked. True, Stalin replied. It does, and to hell with it. Once we have taken up the position that the treaties must be changed, we must go all the way. It is true that for us this entails certain inconveniences, and we will have to struggle with the Americans. But we are already reconciled to that. This was an entirely new tone of aggressiveness on Stalin's part, and it surprised, as it much pleased Mao. The most plausible explanation is that the Kremlin boss saw a tempting opportunity, whether as a result of what Acheson said publicly or what the Truman administration had decided secretly, and he resolved, as Mao himself might have put it, to seize the moment. It was within this context that Stalin received a suggestion from Kim Il-sung, who had also read Acheson's address, by that time had come to liberate South Korea. The time had come to liberate South Korea. Kim's proposal was by no means his first. A Soviet foreign ministry study done years afterwards discovered numerous earlier telegrams pressing for the forcible reunification of Korea, all of them rejected in Moscow. But on January 19th of 1950, Kim told the Soviet ambassador to North Korea, T.F. Shchetkov, that with the liberation of China complete, it was time to take up the cause again. The people of South Korea trust me and rely on our armed might. Partisans will not decide the question. Lately, I do not sleep at night, thinking about how to resolve the question of the unification of the whole country. If the matter that the liberation of the people, the southern portion of Korea, is drawn out, then I can lose the trust of the people of Korea. Stalin had earlier suggested, Kim went on, that it might not be necessary to invade the south, because if Rhee attacked the north, that would provide an excuse for a counteroffensive operations. But Rhee was showing no signs of cooperating. As a consequence, Shchetkov noted Kim thinks we need again to visit Comrade Stalin and receive permission for an offensive action. Kim said that he himself cannot begin an attack because he's a communist, a disciplined person, and for him, the order of Comrade Stalin is law. The South Koreans had little hope of American assistance, Shchetkov added in January of 28th, since it appeared that President Truman would leave Formosa as he had left China. Rhee himself had concluded that the Americans did not intend to fight for the interests of South Korea. We now know that Stalin and Mao discussed the Korean situation while the Chinese leader was still in Moscow. Kim would only listen to the voice for his ideas, not the voice against his ideas. Stalin commented, he was really young and brave. What did the Chinese think? Would the Americans intervene? Mao replied carefully that the Americans might not come in because this is Korea's internal affairs. But the Korean comrades need to take America's intervention into account. I understand the dissatisfaction of Comrade Kim Il-sung, Stalin cabled Shchetkov in January 30th, but he must understand that such a large matter needs large preparation. The latter must be organized so that there would not be too great of risk. If he wants to discuss this matter with me, I will always be ready to receive him. Tell him that I am ready to help him in this matter. According to the North Korean participants in this event, Kim and his generals assured Stalin while visiting Moscow in April, the Americans would never participate in the war. We were absolutely sure of this. America was losing the giant China, but it still had not intervened. America wouldn't participate in such a small war on the Korean Peninsula. Even if the United States did enter the conflict, it would be over in just a few days because the North Korean attack would spark guerrilla uprisings from communist sympathizers in North Korea. But Stalin was curious. He warned his Korean friends not to expect great assistance and support from the Soviet Union because it had more important challenges to meet than the Korean people, or the Korean problem. He had made his final approval of the North Korean attack contingent upon Mao's consenting, adding, if you should get your kicked in the teeth, I shall not lift a finger. You have to ask Mao for all the help. Stalin informed Beijing in May that owing to the changed international situation, he had agreed with the Koreans' proposal to proceed towards reunification, but stipulated that the question must be decided finally by the Chinese and the Korean comrades together. In the case of a disagreement by the Chinese comrades, the resolution of the question must be put off until there is a new discussion.